Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let's grow up. Let's all grow up. Let's be strong. Know who we are in God. Be secure in ourselves, in Him. Right? Not always pulling on people. You got to help me, and you got to stay with me, and you got to support me. You're not helping me enough, and you don't talk to me enough, and you just don't share. And you haven't really been there for me. Grow up. Grow up. Be a woman of God. Be a man of God. Instead of looking for somebody else to prop you up all the time, you be somebody. You be a rock that's on the rock that other people can count on and depend on, and they can come to you. Right? You're not always having to get other people to prop you up. But in order to be that way, you cannot be thinking all the time about what somebody should do for me or what they didn't do for me. You can't be doing that. When it comes to looking to specific things from people, did you remember my motto? Expect nothing. Nothing. Expect nothing. And what? Appreciate, be grateful, be thankful for everything. Keeps you happy. I wouldn't tell you that Phyllis and I had always been like this. That's one reason I know some of the things I know. We made mistakes. We made quite a few mistakes in these areas. I think everybody has. If they hadn't been taught, they hadn't tried to grow. But I wouldn't stand up here and lie before you. I do not expect Phyllis to fix me one meal. Did you hear me? I don't expect her to do anything with my clothes. I don't expect her to give me a gift. Why? Well, for one thing, she's already done so much for me. Did you hear me? For me to just focus on something I think she ought to do for me next is to be ungrateful for everything she has already done for me. She's helped me for years. How many meals has she got for me or prepared for me? How many things has she given me? What has she done for me? Is it right to forget all of that and get mad about something I thought she should do this week? But isn't that what people do? All the time? They completely forget, sometimes about years of sowing and friendship and loyalty and love, and just completely forget about all of it and get mad and act like a heathen over something that you imagine somebody owed you. It's ungodly. I said it's ungodly. It's not right. Go to Psalm 103, please. Where are you? Hold Romans. I'm trying to sum it up, but when it comes to your spouse, when it comes to your friends, when it comes to your family, when it comes to your coworkers, you expect what from them? Nothing. As far as things that they're supposed to do for you, I'm talking about. You expect what?
Nothing.
Nothing. Can you really do that?
Yes.
Yes, you can. You can. The enemy will come and he'll bring thoughts to you. Well, they're supposed to do that. They ought to do that for you. As much as you've been there for them, they ought to. I mean, shut that down. Both feet. Jump on it and say, no, shut up, shut up. I refuse to think like that. They don't owe me a thing. Why? Why would they owe me? I didn't loan them anything. Anything I did for them, I gave it to them. Free. Which means they owe me no repayment. They owe me nothing. Are you with me now? And I refuse to think like that. Because see, right and left, husbands, wives, family, friends, co-workers, people have you know, come to the point where they're taking each other totally for granted. They don't appreciate them. And it's sad. You see it every day where people, they have to lose somebody to realize what they had. They have to lose them. And then they go cry and carry on for 9 months because they didn't treat them right. Did you hear me? Because they didn't value them. They didn't value what they were doing for them while they were here. Let's not be that way. Let's cultivate the lifestyle of thanksgiving. Right? Every time your spouse does something for you, what do? You appreciate it. You're grateful. Should be a lot of thank you in the house. Now, here's what you don't do. You don't do something for somebody and then stand there and wait and go, is there something you want to say? Then you're not giving. You're back to that. You're not giving. You want something. You want acknowledgement. You want words. You want something. So you're not giving. Did you hear me? If you want anything, any kind of repayment, then you're not a giver. Now, if you understand it or not, but this has to do with maturity. This has to do with growing up beyond the infancy spiritual stage and becoming an adult, becoming a mature one. This is how spiritually mature people think. Babies, all they think is what they want, and they're babies are selfish. Psalm 103. Are you there? We talked about this in the beginning of the service. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that's within me, bless His name. Should we remember what the Lord has done for us? Has He done anything for us? Should we stir ourselves up and say, you better bless the Lord, soul. After all God's done for you, you ought to be thanking God. See, just on a regular basis, you ought to get yourself by the ear, especially when you feel like griping. You feel like fussing. Huh? This is better preaching and teaching than some people know in here today. On a regular basis, you should get yourself by the ear, and if you need, drag yourself over to the mirror and go, look, boy, God's done too much for you. You'd be sitting up here sulking, feeling sorry for yourself. God's done too much for you. Boy, you ain't going to hell. Do you understand? You have missed hell. Your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. If God never did another thing for you, that's enough for you to shout and be thankful the rest of your life. But He has done so much more. Every day He does things for us. Every day, every day. We ought to be thankful. And we ought to express it. That's what He's saying. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Verse 2, and what? Forget not. You don't give thanks for what you feel you deserve. You don't give thanks for what you feel you've earned. That's what we've been talking about this whole time. Secondly, you don't give thanks for what you don't remember. You don't give thanks for what you forget. And this is one of the biggest weaknesses of the human condition, is forgetfulness. People forget. And it's not okay. It costs you when you forget. It costs you. That's why the Holy Ghost is saying here what? Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and everything that's in me. And do what? Don't forget. Forget not what? All His, and then he begins an exercise. Can you see it? What's He doing? He's reminding Himself. Oh, this is important, friends. He's reminding Himself of what God has done for him. Why? Because then you can be thankful for it. You're not going to be thankful for what you forget. He begins to remind Himself and say, He forgives all your iniquities. What does that make you want to say? Thank you. How many of your sins? How many of your failures? Every one of them. Every failure, every mistake ought to make you want to say, thank you. That I, that you can stand before the Lord as clean as though we never missed it. That we can stand before the Lord unashamed, with no embarrassment, with no guilt, with no shame, as though we never even committed one sin. Why? Because the blood of the Lamb is able to wash every sin away. That ought to make you thankful. And He heals. Can you see what He's doing? He's mentioning benefits. He's reminding Himself. He's stirring Himself up. And He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from destruction. Should you remember how many times the Lord spared you? How many wrecks you almost had? How many times it almost was too late? Right? But it wasn't. He spared you. He came through for you again and again and again. Should you remember those kind of things? Or should you just go on for 20 years and it's ancient history and there's no need to remember? No, you should bring it up. You should remind yourself. You should bring it up again because you will not be thankful for what you've forgotten. Must remember. Remember. Now this is what you do instead of talk about people. Behind their back. At the restaurant. This is what you do. Instead of gripe and complain about what's wrong in your life. This is what you do. You sit at the table and you begin to back and forth remind each other what God has done. Let me tell you about what God did for me back in 1984 when I was going through this big deal. And you tell your story and they go, whew, glory to God. So both of you go, thank you, Lord. Whew. And then they say, let me tell you what God did for me last week. Oh, yeah. And then you tell about it and then you tell about it. And then they go, whew, glory to God. Then both of you say, oh, thank you, Lord. This is what you do instead of sit there and divulge secrets that you're not supposed to be telling other people. Instead of finding fault, instead of judging, instead of griping, this is what you do. You remember and you give thanks. You remember and you give thanks. And the more you give thanks, the more you will remember. And the more you remember, the more you want to give thanks. It's a cycle. Can you see it? And you just come up, and that's how you stay pumped. That's how you stay up. That's how you stay in faith. That's how you stay in victory.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me